A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Today's topic, best steps for preventing heart disease. This is American Heart Month. Joining me on the Lucy Ann Lance Show to talk about it is Dr. James Grant. He is Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Grant, how common is heart disease in the United States?
Lucy Ann, it's really common. As a matter of fact, it's the leading cause of death in the United States for both men and women. And, you know, we're going to talk here for a couple of minutes, but during those couple of minutes, they say on average, you know, one person dies every 33 seconds. So if we're going to talk here for 3 or 4 minutes, there's going to be 5 or 6 people that are dying from heart disease just during our short talk.
That really illustrates the impact. What risk factors for heart disease cannot be controlled?
The number one that can't be controlled, obviously, is your genetics. You can't control who your parents are. And they can't control who their parents are. And genetics does play a key part. But you can't just hang your hat on genetics. Mm-hmm. You got to do your best to actually steer around genetics if you have to. Get a healthy lifestyle. Minimize your risks. You can't change your genes, but you can do other things like watch your diet. Make sure you exercise. Make sure you're getting checkups. Make sure you check your blood pressure. The risk for heart disease increases as we get older.
So what are some of the signs of heart disease? How would we know if we are on a bad path?
Simple things like your weight, like your blood pressure, like your blood sugar. Those are all things that can point to, you know, things aren't going right and it's time to make some behavior modifications. You know if you're not exercising. And you don't have to exercise, you know, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. They say basically if you exercise 5 days a week for 30 minutes or spread it out so you get somewhere in that 150 minutes a week, hey, that's doing you good too. You know, whatever you can do to help, you know, get around the risks that you other risks that you have. Watch your cholesterol. Cholesterol is huge. Cholesterol will build plaque in your coronary arteries. Make sure your cholesterol numbers aren't, you know, are where they should be. And if they're not, we've got medication for that. Medication, Lucy Ann, that we found is really, really, really effective.
That's really great. Well, you know, this all points to one thing, and that is the relationship you have with your doctor. You should be going to a healthcare provider to discuss these topics, right?
Right. I mean, everyone should have a primary care doctor, and the primary care doctor needs to talk to you about these things, needs to talk to you about your nutrition. If you're, you know, if your mainstay is, you know, red meat and if your vegetable is potatoes, which aren't potatoes, we got to modify that. We got to get fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And instead of the red meat, maybe more chicken and much more fish and vegetable based oils. If you want to decide to go full steam, you could become a vegetarian or a vegan, too. But, you know, we take things as, you know, we take what we can get. If you're a 7 day person, 7 day a week beef person, if we can cut it down to 5. Then to 3, then to introduce chicken, then introduce fish. Hey, it's all we understand. It's tough to change, but we're going to do everything we can to help you.
That first step is so important, and you don't have to bite off a big chunk of it. Like you said, you can do this incrementally. We're talking about best steps for preventing heart disease during this American Heart Month with Dr. James Grant, Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Grant, if something is detected wrong with your heart, is there hope? I mean, is there a way that someone can live with heart disease in the U.S., especially if they're starting to make changes at that point?
Lucy Ann, it's about making the changes. It's about detecting it. It's about fixing what we can. It's about really, it becomes part of your daily routine.
This is something that we should all be thinking about then.
We should all be thinking. We're only given one heart. And we have to do our best to, you know, to treasure it.
Love your heart. Dr. Grant, thank you so much. Wake up call for a lot of people out there. We appreciate your insight. Dr. James Grant, Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Find out more about heart health at this website, ahealthiermichigan.org. Lots of great information. There are wonderful recipes on there and healthy style of living. ahealthiermichigan.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.